Number one, slowly scan the area. Take a good look at your surroundings. See what is around you. What makes this bus different than any other bus? Being aware of your surroundings is not only a means of making relevant decisions, it's also a matter of personal safety. Plus, you might find something edible for later in the day. Account the number of people on this bus. This is important. If someone were to leave, would you notice a difference? Knowing who shares the space with you is important, especially if they have money. Of this number of people on the bus, how many are listening to their telephones? Of this number, how many are looking around, scanning the area, becoming more aware of their surroundings? See what I mean? Number two, find an object near you. It needs to be portable, something you can pick up and carry with you. This may be something in your pocket, or a bit of trash from the floor if you're brave, or take off one of your socks. Hold this object in your hand. This can always serve as a weapon, or as an excuse. Number three, try very hard to imagine you are someplace else and that the object in your hand does not exist. This may require some use of your imagination, depending on who you are. Pretend you are somewhere else and not holding what you are holding. Something that may help might be thinking very hard about the last time you had really great sex, if that's ever happened. Imagining that experience from the very beginning in as much detail as possible. Remember that smell, the way skin feels under your fingers, the sounds, rhythmic and slightly wet, the warmth against you, the way time seemed to disappear and the trembling wave builds inside you like a rumbling waterfall in reverse, the sound of the panting, the little vocal noises that signify inarticulate pleasures, the air humming with the building tension. Now try not to let this show on your face. Careful. Okay, stop. Stop. Maybe you should be thinking about something else. Now, number four. Put the object away. Remember where you are. Relax. It's just a bus ride. Number five. Thank the bus driver on your way out. On this trip, he was as little in your mind as that object was when embarrassment overtook you.